Arba koisis halolu. The chiyuv to drink four koisis. Sorech sheyiyo behen kedei mezigais kois yofa. Each cup has to have enough wine in it that it should be kedei mezigais, that when you pour the water, the mezigas means you pour the water to make it diluted to be able to drink the wine. As the Gemara's times used to have yayin chai, very raw wine, very strong wine, it was too strong to drink. So I always used to put 2/3 water, 3/4 water, and 1/4 wine. So he says you have to have in each cup enough raw wine, kedei mezigas kais yofa. That when you dilute it, put the water into it, it'll be the size of a kais yofa. Now we'll explain later what the Gemara means. Rishban says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Dalek kais alo tzorek shebehem. Bechol echad, each one of the four kaises has to have this measurement. Kedei shebehem mezigas kais yofa. Kedei that after you dilute it and pour the water in, it'll be a nice full cup, shel bracha. Now shiura, what is this shiur? Raiv revias lug. You need 1/4 of revias of a lug, of raw wine, kidei in order, shimazzeno v'yamada revias lug. That after you add the water to it, you dilute it, you have to put 3/4 water and 1/4 of wine, so together you get a revias of lug. That's our measurement. We always say a revias wine you need for the cup, a revias means a revias of a lug. So you take the raw wine, how much raw wine you need? 1/4 of 1/4 you need. Because if you just have 1/4 of 1/4, then you have the other 3/4 of water, so together you got 1/4 of revias. That's how much wine you have to have. They say, the chochar raw wine, the leidori achat tlas maya. You have to have like 1/4 wine and 3/4 water. Lav chamru, it's not called wine then. That's the most still test. Alright, we'll see later exactly what it means also. That's what he says. Each cup has to have this amount of wine. Now, shosan chai. Let's say you drank the kais of wine when it was raw wine. You did not add any water into it yet. It's very strong wine. You drank, you had a kais. Could even be the kais that was full to the top. You had a complete revius of yayin chai, of strong wine. What's the locham? Zemara says, shosan chai yotze. You're makayim the mitzvah. Shosam v'asachas yotze. If you drink all four cups at one time, you're also makayim the mitzvah. We'll soon see what does it mean you're makayim the mitzvah. Now Rashi learns what vasachas means, you poured all four cups into one big cup, and you drank it from one cup. The Rashbam doesn't like that pshat, because he says if you put them all into one big cup, that's only called one drinking. So Rashbam learns means you had four cups in front of you, but you drank them one after another, not ala seidi. You didn't wait like we do. We make first kiddush on the first one, then we say the whole God on the second one, then brichas amos on the third one, then halal on the last one. He didn't do like that, but he drank them all one after another. Still it says, you are yotze. We'll soon see what does it mean, you yotze. Yotze. Hishka mehen labonav u'bnei bonav, obesoi. From the one cup that he had, he let his children and bnei beis, everybody in the household, drink from it. It is also yotze. Everybody is yotze. We'll soon see what this means. Now it's must be like this. Shosan chai. If you say, if you drank the wine when it's still raw, so we say yotze. Raw, sharp wine, you still makayim the mitzvah. What does that mean, you makayim the mitzvah? Omar Rova, yedei yayin yotze. You are makayim mitzvah yayin. It's like a drank wine. But yedei cheres lo yotze. You're not makayim the mitzvah of cheres. What does that mean, yedei yayin yotze? So Rashbam learns, yedei yayin yotze. He learns, sheshosa arba koises. Lamaisi, you drank four koises. Each cup you drank at the right time, and you had a revius of wine in it. Just was very, very strong wine. So you makayim mitzvah dalakoises, he learns. Of yidei cheres lo yotze, kloimar, Rashbam says, ein zu mitzvah shleim, that's not the complete mitzvah. Shein chashivos elo b'yayin mozeg. That wine is not such good wine, because it wasn't really drinkable. It wasn't diluted wine yet. V'hani mili b'yayinu shlehen, but it's only by their wines. Tedori achat las mayim. Avu yayinu shalonu leiboy meziga. But our wines, halavai, when we get them, they still be kosher. They add plenty of water into it before we get it. So our wines that we buy now, that we have now, you shouldn't add any more water into it. Because it's just about kosher the way it is. But a couple of the Gemara's times though, you had this very strong wine. So the Rashbam is learning, Yemekayim mitzvah siyayin means you drank the dalak kaisis. You drank strong wine. So what? You did the mitzvah. But Yedecheres liyotze means you didn't do the mitzvah min amukher. This mitzvah of dalak kaisis wasn't done in the nicest way. It should have been done with warm wine that's drinkable. Usual wine is already diluted, so that's called you could drink that wine. If it's so strong, it's not so drinkable, it is drinkable, you still make a bracha on it, but that's not called the mitzvah min amukher. That's the way the Rashbam learns. He just didn't do the mitzvah the right way. Rashi also learns like that. Rashi also says, this is not a complete mitzvah. Yeah. What now the next thing the Bryce was, the Chiddush was, he drank all four cups one after another. He didn't wait in between to say the Agada, to say Brivas Samazan. He just drank one, two, three, four, one after another. So it says you are Yotza. What does that mean? Is Rav Omar, Yedeyayin Yotza, Yedeydalad Koises Lo Yotza. In such a case, you're Mekayin Mitzvah Yayin. But Mitzvah Dalad Koises is Lo Yotza, not Mekayin. So what does that mean then you're Mekayin Mitzvah Yayin and you're not Mekayin Dalad Koises? Shoshban learns, Yedeyayin Yotza means Mishum Simchas Yomtif. Nothing to do with the Dalad Koises. If you drank all four cups at one time, you were Mekayin Mitzvah Simchas Yomtif. The pasuk says, "V'samachta bechagechom, v'ma mesamcha v'yayin." How are you mesayich somebody by drinking wine? So if you drank wine, you're mekayim mitzvah simcha. Av yidai arba koisit lo yotza, v'kulon chashuv and kois rishon. All these four cups you drank one after another, it's only considered like you drank one of the dalal koisis. V'lo yotza, not more. V'tzoruch lovi oid shalosh koisis ala seder. And you're going to have to continue on when you go the rest of the Seder, when you come to the right place, to say the second cup, you have to have another cup, a third and a fourth cup. That's John the Gemara. Yedayayin Yotze means you only Yotze, you did the Mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv. But you are not Mekayim Mitzvah Dalet Koyset at all yet. Because Dalet Koyset, the din is to be Allah Seder. You have to make different brachas at different times. Here you didn't do it, you're not Mekayim. Tez learns like that. Right, Hishka Mehem Labonav Lubnei Baisai. If you let your family drink from your Koyset, is Yotze, they're also Yotze. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, for who the Ashti Rubi the Kosa? How much do you have to drink? You have to drink Roiv of the Kais. Now, what does it mean, Roiv of the Kais? So the Rashbam learns, Tzoruch Shei Ben Kdei. No, nothing else in this here. Tois says, Ruba the Kaisa, Haino Kamoli Lugmav. How much do you, what does Roiv of the Kais mean? You just have to drink a regular Moli Lugmav. Can appreciously yell, Omila Katkhila Tzoruch Nishtesh Revius. The Katkhila by the Dalet Koyses, you drink a complete Revius. And if not, Marogmar, Ruba the Kosa just means a Mole Lugmo. That means one side of the mouth full, which is only Rav Revius. Not a complete Revius, just a Rav Revius. Now, this Koyses Mashma, the way he learns from this Gemara here, is that Dalet Koyses is a regular din like Kiddush. Like any other Brocha. When you drink a Brocha, Koyses or Kiddush, or you drink a cup, shall bricha samazin, the same halacha. How much wine do you have to drink from any kosher you made a bracha on? A mole lugma. That's the halacha. You have to drink at least a mouthful, which is roiv revius. If you drink less than that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But this is the same thing like a regular din kiddush. And I got toisis on the Sadik testament days also. Toisis has a suffix. If by the dalet koses, does everybody in the family have to have their own dalet koses? Or maybe dalet koses is just like kiddush. Just like by Kiddush, it's enough for the Balabas to make Kiddush for everybody, and everybody doesn't have to have his own cup of Kiddush. One person makes Kiddush for the whole family. Maybe he wasn't paid up night by Dalet Koyses, so he's had the same Shailon. It's enough for one person to have a Dalet Koyses, and he's made to the whole Rabin. He's made to the whole house. That's what Toys the first Omid. And that Tzadik test on the days, Toys says, he have a Miyar B'Koyses. And the first Mishnah says, you can't give him less money to buy Dalet Koyses. And that Tzadik test on the days. The next, third to the bottom, Toysis. Lo yivchus alor miyar b'koysis, Tois says. Tois, mitoich halosh yamash mektas, shein noisin lebon of nei b'ysoi. You don't have to give your children. Kiim liyatzmoi, just you have to have the dalal koysis. Vu moitzi es kulam, you moitzi everybody. Bishaloi. Now Tois says, u svara, it's a svara. De maishin ar b'kois mikiddish. Why is dalal koysis different than making kiddish? De chol ashona, shechud moitzi es kulam. One person makes the brach of everybody. O miyo gam kiddish, shemoy lecholecha koysis. I said, maybe no. Maybe by Kiddush also everybody had their own Kosh. Then a little bit weiter, and Toys says, Ksas, or Mashm Ksas, the Hoyle Cholecha Kosh. Another riot Toys brings. The Oid from our Gemara. The Yoma be Gemara, Hishka Mehem Labonav Olubnei Beisoy Yotza. Our Gemara just learned says that if you let your children drink from your Kosh, they're Yotza. Vu de Shasa Ruba de Kosh Mashma, the Haim Yotza Bishmiya. Mashma, they were Yotza the Mitzvah just listening to you make Kiddush, you make Nadal Koysis. So Abin and Ruba the Kosa, that Mashma, Toys learning, you have to drink Raiva the Koysis, you have to drink a Mola Lugmov. Or else, if you don't want to drink it, they could drink the Mola Lugmov for you. Mashma, Toys learning, in our Gemara, there was only one Kois there. Just the Balabas and all Dalal Koysis, he had one Kois. And the din of our Gemara is that a Raiva Revius has to be drunk. Between who? You, your family, Abi, a few people together drink a Rav Revius of the cup, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's the way Toys learns Pshat Nahu Gemara here. That the Nahu Gemara says again that Hishka Mehem Labonav Ubnei Beisai. Toys learning in this Gemara, there's only one cup here. By the Dalek Kaisis, only the Balabas had four cups. He himself. Now he let his family drink from this one Kais. Is Yotz, and the Gemara says the Yotz. And this, the Gemara says, I'm not going to have Yitzchak, Rudi Yash, the Rubu, the Kasa. How much wine has to be drunk between all of them together? It's enough that Molin Lugma was drunk between all of them. In other words, Tosfos is learning that Dalet Kaisis and Kiddush is almost the exact same halacha. Just like by Kiddush is that way. That when you make Kiddush as a din, you have to drink from the cup. How much do you have to drink? A Molin Lugma, Rave of Revius, you have to drink from it. And the din is there also, that if a few pieces we spoke out, that even though Metchila, you're supposed to drink the Molin Lugma, if you don't, it's enough if somebody else drinks. And if the Yeva, it's enough if a few people drink together. The Gros says, where's the Raya for that Shita? That if a few people drink it together, it's enough as long as all two or three drank a Maluma from this Gemara here. Now those we should learn in our Gemara here, that the children drank from the one case, and since between all three or four children, Raya the case was drunk, was drank, it's enough. So that's their Shita. This is all Kaisa Shita, one Shita we show him that Dal Kaisis is just like Kiddush. And there's no din, everybody has to drink from it. There's a ganz of brisk rav here, the loch we are not like that. The Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is that Arab Kaisis is a special loch different than Kiddush. Even though by Kiddush is enough just one person to make Kiddush, but Shita, the way we do is, Dal Kaisis is a special mitzvah, you have to drink the wine. It's not just considered a bracha, a kaisha bracha, but rather here there's a chayv, the Chama wanted you, but after to drink four kaises of wine, because that's called derech eris, zech letzias mitrayim, we're supposed to, but after drink wine, pesa by night. And the chayv is when everybody in the family has their own chayv to have their own dalek kaises. And that's our minik. And the Rambam learns this from Shah and the Gemara also. That the Gemara says, Sarach lishta is roi puhud deshasi rubu dekasa, there's a new din by dalek kaises. That it's not enough to drink a Molin Lugma. You have to drink Rav of your kais. No matter how big the kais is, if you have a kais that has five revius in it, you have to drink at least Rav of that cup. There's a new din of Dalek Kaisis. How much do you have to drink? More than a Molin Lugma. It's a din that you have to drink Rav of the kais. Because really the din is to drink the whole kais. But we say Ruba Kakula. If you drink Rav of the kais, that's considered like you drank the whole thing. But there's a new din, Pesach B'night, the Dalek Kaisis. The other mitzvah is, B'davka to drink Dalek Kaisis. That's the mitzvah. If you drink less, you're not making the mitzvah. And that's how a minig usually. How a minig is that everybody has their own kais, and here it's a din, you're supposed to at least drink rove of your kais. If you have a very big kais also, you have to drink rove of the kais. It's not the way Tois learns in our Gemara. It means molin lugmov, but rather the way Rambam learns in the Gemara. There's a new din, derech eris here, that you have to drink rove of the cup. That's this Gemara. Vudi yishti rubu the kasa. You have to drink rove of the cup. Yeah. And he learned also, Hishkol Mehen, the bottom of the basin means the same thing. It means that you had a tremendously big cup. So you drank a row with the cup, then you could let them also drink row with the cup. But about that, everybody has to drink row with a cup of wine, Pesach by night. Less than that, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Right. Meisvei. Dalet Kaisis Halalu, Sorach Shebehem, Kidei Revius. You have to have Revius to eat all of them. Echad chai, whether the wine is raw, strong wine, v'echad mazik, whether it's diluted wine. Echad chadish, whether it's new wine, v'echad yoshin, old wine. We have Yehudu Raimet, Sarach Sheboi, Tam Umara, Yain. The wine also has the tam, has to taste very good, Umara, it has to look red. Ketani miyas, our koponim, what does it say here? Kedei revius. How much wine do you have to have in each cup? You have to have revius of lug in each cup. V'yata matin, you before said, kais yofa. You didn't say a lotion of a revius. You said it has to be a kais yofa. So the habimina is a nice cup is a different shear than a revius. So why do you say stama kais yofa? Shel bracha, here it says you have to have a revius. And the Gemara poshet, I divid yichat shear and echlami, that's gufa, the same shear. Who? My kedayim zigas kais yofa, the comer. What does it mean you have to have by the dal kaisis? Each cup has to be filled up like a nice kais. What does that mean, a kais yofa? That means, lechol chad v'chad, lehevi lehu, kula revius. That each one by itself should have a rive of revius, each one should have of raw wine, a quarter of revius, today that between all of them you have revius of yain, and when you dilute it, put the water into each cup, you'll have each cup will also be revius. But the kids, so that's the law, each cup has to have revius of wine in it. You have a quarter of revius of the raw wine, and then you add three quarters of water, so together you get a revius of yain. But that's the sheer how much wine you have to have in the cup. And we spoke out, when Moshe said that in the Rabbonin you could be Seinech, that 3.3 ounces is called Revius, and in the Arises, the Yolda should have 4.4. Nachminu, the first Kais of the Dalek Kaisis, that could be the Arisim, because that's you're making Kiddush on. So for that, you should have a Becher has at least 4.4 ounces of wine. The second, third, and fourth cup, that's Zichron only with the Rabbonin. His Dalek Kais is only with the Rabbonin. Then you could be Mako 3.3 ounces. But that's how much wine you should have in the Becher. Right. We have Yudu Waimad, Sarach Sheboy Tamumara. It has to taste good, it has to look good. Omar Rova, my time with Rabbi Yudu, what's Prani Rabbi Yudu? The Pasuk says, Al Teira Yain Ki Sodom. Don't look into the wine because it makes you red. In other words, real wine has to be red. So that's why the Indian, a mitzvah min amuvcha, to have red wine for the Pesach, for the Seder by night. So he just says here, right, they're bringing down this post to show the Zachshivis in having red wine. Halach, I think, is brought down that if you bedavka like white wine, and white wine is more choshev to you, then you're allowed to use it also. But if you have the two types of wine, red and white, and they're both the same choshev, there isn't in you to have red wine Pesach by night. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Hakil chayovim b'yar b'koisis. Halolu. Echad anoshim v'yechad noshim v'yechad tinoikis. That's the Tanakama. Even tonight, even children also, you have a chiyuv to give them dalek kaisis. And poshe, this means when they're a gil lechinuch. Doesn't mean stam a little kid. But once they understand the inyan of it, tzias mitzrayim, and you can explain to them, they have a chiyuv to give them dalek kaisis also. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yudi says, v'chimatu elis yesh to tonight b'yayin. What do children gain out of drinking wine? So Rashi, so he learns, Rashbam learns, halay paturim in a mitzvah. They put them in a mitzvah. Some of us want to learn, it doesn't really mean that potem in a mitzvah, even if they're a gil achinuch, but the svar is in wine. Like, what do we drink wine for? It's supposed to make us happy, put us into a good mood. A child doesn't appreciate that. Then maybe it'll make him shikha, it won't be good for him. Satz of Yudhishita is not a svar to give kids wine to drink. Elo, therefore, Yudhishita is, mechalken loin kloyis. You know what to do? Give them better? Give them something good to play with. Give them kloyis. That's roasted wheat. V'yagoyzim. And give them nuts. The Erev Pesach, even before the Seder, Kedei Shlo Yishnu, that they should not go to sleep early Pesach by night, V'yishlo, and they should be able to ask the Dalek Kashis. But my son, we all like both halachas. We all that if they are a Gila Chinuch, there isn't Indian to give them Dalek Kashis. As long as they understand the Indian of Dalek Kashis, you're supposed to give it to them. And also, there's an Indian also to give them things to keep them awake. There's a meaning to give them a goyden, give them a bag of nuts right before the Seder, that should keep them awake, that they should ask the Dalek Kashis. Omru Allah Bar Rabbi Kiva, Shoye Mechala Kloyes Vyagozlim Tinoikas Berva Pesach. Rabbi Kiva himself used to give his own children wheat and nuts to play with on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Lo Yishonu, they should not want to go to sleep early, Vyishlu, instead of less the Dalakashis. Less the Dalakashis. Tanya Rabbi Lezuayma, Choytfen Matzas Bleel Psochim. You're supposed to choytfen each fast, the matzah, eat the matzah fast, Leel Pesach. What does that mean? Bishvil Tinoikas. In order for the children, Shlo Yishonu, they should not go to sleep early. In other words, so the Rashbam says it means Choytz v'matza Magvi en esakara. It means you're supposed to pick up the car. We learns Bishvul tonight in order of the children Sheishalu. The beginning of the Seder, we pick up the plate that the kids should ask the questions. That's one shot. The Yishtu Mepharshi Choytz v'matza Oichlin Mahar means eat faster. Shnei l'shaz alol l'pirosh Rabbeinu Yishkos v'matza Magvi en both pshatim. But here, another pshat here, Linira, Choytzfim means Mesalkin as a lechem miyadat in loikis, Shlai Yishonim. Take away the lechem in front of them, they should not want to fall asleep. Meteich Michael, Harbin, that they should not eat so much. Kedera Chatinik, Achrech Losoi, Vashub Lo Yishlu. That's another pshat. It's Choytzfim, Mata, take away the food in front of the kid. Don't let him eat a lot, because if he eats a lot, he won't go to sleep right away. I call upon him, the side is, let the children stay up. Rabbi Kiva, whenever he was learning in shul and learning in Beis Medrash, he never said, oh, it's time for me to go home. He always kept on learning. The only two times he left a little bit earlier was in Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. He wanted to go home earlier in Erev Pesach, and they'll be able to start a Seder right away and not come home very late, and the kids will be sleeping already. So if Bidavka went home earlier in Erev Pesach, today in order to be able to start the Seder right away, so the kids should not fall asleep. The Erev Yom Kippurim, why did he go home earlier in Erev Yom Kippur? Kadesh Yachilu Espenayim, in order to give his children food to eat, because it's a special mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so he wanted to make sure the kids ate. Therefore, he went home early, a little bit earlier, on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, what we were talking before about, on Nomad Aleph,
that we need haseba, you have to eat the matzah and you have to drink the dalakosis baseba. And we spoke how Tosis have a sophic, Tosis is in doubt, what happens if you drink the dalakosis and you do not lean down on the, you do not lean on your left side when you drank them? Do you have to drink over again or not? So that's Tosis lies by sophic. And we spoke about lalocha mikra din, you would have to do it over again. And that's the way the Rush holds. The Rush holds that if you eat the matzah or drink the dalakosis without haseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And the diuk was again at the end of the Gemara, that the Gemara said that a shamish, a waiter, he has to eat baseba, then he is yotzer. But if he does not eat with haseba, then he is not yotzer. So you see, if you do not eat the matzah with haseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Brisker Rav wants to be medayik from the Rambam, not like that, because the Rambam learns really that there are two separate mitzvahs. That there's a mitzvah to have dalakosis or to eat the matzah, and there's a separate mitzvah by itself that you're supposed to eat that night by haseba. Now the Rambam's Loshen is in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Lefikach, therefore, kishesoye dodem balayla zeh, when somebody eats on this night, Pesach b'night, sarach leecho v'lishnois, he has to eat and drink, v'umesev derecheres, and he's lying down derecheres. Then the Rambam says, v'eimus sai tzrichen haseba, when do we have to do this mitzvah of haseba? V'shas achilos kezayetz matzah, u'vishtiyas arba koises elu, the Rambam says you're supposed to be mekayim this mitzvah seba when we're drinking the dalakosis and eating the matzah, and if you want to, you can eat the whole meal b'haseba. It's also reizeh meshubach. And Allah, it's also brought down that if somebody wants to eat his whole meal b'haseba, it's also reizeh meshubach. So Biskirov learns from the Rambam is that there are like two separate mitzvahs. There's this mitzvah, Pesach b'night, you have to have haseba. You have to eat things, eat lying down on the side, to show derech eretz, show you like a king. And then there's another mitzvah by itself, the dalakosis and the matzah. So the way the Rambam will learn, therefore, if you did not eat the matzah lying down, or you did not drink the dalakosis haseba, you would be mekayim the mitzvah dalakosis, just you were not mekayim the mitzvah haseba. And he once said that where the Rambam would learn this last gemara of Hashamish, that here it's mashma that if you do not eat baseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So he wants to say the Rambam will learn this is going on mitzvah haseba. It's not going on the mitzvah of matzah itself. If you ate the matzah on Pesach b'night, for sure you're mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. The question is, does the shamish have this mitzvah to eat also the haseba leaning down? And that we bring a rai, yes, that a shamish has this chiyuv to eat lying down, and it says if he eats lying down, he's mekayim the mitzvah haseba. Yotzah. V'yimlav, if not, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So he wants to learn, it doesn't mean he's not mekayim mitzvahs matzah. Mitzvahs matzah, for sure you are mekayim. Just you're not mekayim the mitzvah of haseva. So, therefore, according to the Rambam, you want to say, you would not have to eat it over again. But halacha, we said, we pasken like the Rosh Hashita, that mikra radin, if you do not eat the matzah lying on the side, you do have to eat it over again, another kezayis. Who are then the dalad kosis also, mikra radin, you would have to drink them over again. However, we spoke out that since the Zman Hazel we could be Samech on the Rav Yeshita B'dievid, and we don't want to have to make another bracha Baruch Pri Agofen, because then it would look like you'd be Meisef on the Kaisos. So therefore, the first cup and the third and fourth, you would not have to drink over again. Only the second Kais, because there, most probably, when you made the Baruch Pri Agofen, you had in mind to drink more wine throughout the meal. Therefore, if you would drink the Kais over again, you would not have to make another bracha. So the second cup, if you did not drink it Baseba, then we would tell you you should drink another cup haseba to be mekayim the mitzvah haseba also. It's because we hold like the Rosh that the din of haseba is the pshat is that's a part of the mitzvah dalakosis. That you're not mekayim the mitzvah dalakosis if you do not drink them lying down on the left side. And the din is the din of the matzah that night. Midirabonin, you have to eat the matzah b'haseba. Yeah, now we spoke out before that the Gemara and Daf Akuv Chesom Beis says that Hishkra mehem levonov uvnei beisai. If you let your wife or your children drink from your kais, is yotze. They're also yotze. The mekayim the mitzvah is pashut of dalal kaisis. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, for who the ashti rubu the kaisa. That's only if they drank a roiv of the kais, which Taisis says rubu the kaisa means they have to drink a mole lugmav. Now the Rosh learns pshat this Gemara that the person that makes the bracha on dalal kaisis, he has to drink at least Rubu de Kosam. He has to drink that first. He has to drink the Mola Lugma first. Then if he wants to the less, he could give over, let his children drink from it, or let his wife drink from it. Now this is going according to the Shita, that we spoke about places before holds, that the Dalit Kaisers have the same halacha like a regular Kiddush. There's no din that everybody in the family has to drink the Dalit Kaisers. It's enough that one person makes the bracha on the Dalit Kaisers, and it's considered like a Kaisho bracha, that as long as the bracha was made on the Kais, he could be mitzi everybody else. So the Baal HaBos, when he makes Kiddush or makes the Dalit Kaisers, he makes the bracha, and he's mitzi everybody else. So the din is now, v'hu di'ish di rubu di'kosa. The person that makes the bracha, he has to drink rive of the kais, means he has to drink among lugmov. He has to drink rive of the revius. Now, if he wants to, he could give the rest of his family to drink from it. This is the way the Rosh learns Pshat the Gemara, because the Rosh learns by Kiddush also. That we say, whoever makes Kiddush, he has to drink at least the moly lugmov. The Rosh Hashita is, one person has to drink the moly lugmov, preferably the one that makes the Kiddush, and if he can't do it, he could have somebody else that was Yaitse Kiddush drink a mala lugmav for him. But one person has to drink the mala lugmav. That's where the Rosh learns our Gemara here also, that v'hu di ish di rubu di kasa means the one that made the bracham, he should drink the rive mala lugmav. He should drink the mala lugmav. And now if you want to, you can give the rest of the people to drink also. Now, the other shita there is Taisa shita. Taisa learns by Kiddush that he's supposed to drink a mala lugmav, it doesn't only have to be from one person. If a few people drink from the kais, all of them together, if they drink a mala lugma together, they're also mekayim the mitzvahs of Kiddush. Now, the Gro on Shulchan Aruch says that a raya for Tosfos is this Gemara here. Like we spoke out before on the Tosfos from that Tzadik Tesa Mebeis, that learns that the din of Dalit Kaisis also is the same halacha like a regular Kiddush. Mashma, not everybody has to drink the wine. It's only like a kais shel bracha. So as long as one person made the bracha, he can be mitzvah everybody else. Now the Gro says, Mashma, Taisis learns in this Gemara that you're allowed to let drink your family. Not only you have to drink from the Kais, but if your family, the kids and your wife also drink, as long as all together, like Vudish, the Rubu, the custom means all together, they drank a Mala Lugmav, they would be in the kind of the mitzvahs of Dalit Kaisis. Notice also, Taisis Shita is that the din to drink from the Dalit Kaisis is not a Chiv. Everybody has to drink the wine. It's only like a regular Broch ala Kais. The din is the kais, the wine should be drunk by somebody. Somebody should drink it. Who has to drink it? Preferably the one that made the kiddush or the one that made the bracha. And if not him, whoever was the yotzei, they could drink. And Taisa Shita is that all the drinking together, if they drank together, a mala lugmav, you mekayim the mitzvah. So that's pshat this Gemara. That again, the Gemara says loshin hishkam hem lebonav uvnei boisa yotze. Not only you drank, but you let them drink. You're also mekayim the mitzvah. And the Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Budiyash, the Rubu, the Kosa, as long as all of them together drank together this year of a Moli Lugmav, then Mekayim the Mitzvah, Zayev Dalit Kosis, and who are in the first Kiddush of Kiddush, it's totally Zebezeh. However, we spoke out that according to Rambam Sheet, it's not that way. According to Rambam and Aloha, we know everybody should have their own Kais for Dalit Kosis, as we hold Dalit Kosis is different than Kiddush. Kiddush is only called the Brocha, or Brocha La Kais, but the Iker is the Brocha. By Shenkin, by Dalit Kaisis, we hold there's a new takona. Everybody has to drink Dalit Kaisis. That's how much wine you have to drink. You have to drink Dalit Kaisis. Therefore, even the Tinoikis also have to get a Kais. And that's right from the next Braisa, that the Braisa says, Hakol Chayavim Biaba Kaisis Halalu, Echad Anoshim, Viechad Noshim, Viechad Tinoikis. Mashmi, everybody has to have their own Dalit Kaisis. And then, finally, by the din of Dalit Kaisis, there's this new halacha, Vushashos and Rubu the custom means you have to drink Rive of the Kais. Demison, the Ran over here also says like that, that even though he says by Kiddush, it's enough just to drink a mala lugmav, a one mouthful, which is Rav of the Revius, but he says here, by Dalit Kais is a special din, that you have to drink Rav of the cup you have to drink. The Gabi Dalit Kais says, Bin Nadavka Ruba the Kosa. That's because Dalit Kais has this special mitzvah that Rabbonim wanted you to drink the Kais. Not only to make a Kais of Bracha, but it's called they want you to drink the Kais. And the reason why, because there's an inyan to be noyig derech cheres this night, and therefore a chilek of the derech cheres to be noyig like a cheres, the ben cheren is to drink a dalit kaisis shel yayin. All right, we'll stop here.